Chuchesini. So that demolishes. That's the reason as to why if Isaac has his parentage or has a dish out of his Shuchesera, so he says, Sir Yimel. Why? Because the Shuchesera is commingled with Sir Chuchesini. So Mele is Sir Yimel. So Mele, the Rabbitam says, since the Aloch, the Pilate Shechvazara is learned out from Zav, and by Zav, the reason is why he says Yimechot is because the Shechvazara of the Zav is Miure, with Tzirtzuch Ezive. So by Isha too, when do we say that an Isha is Pilate Shechvazara, has Isha Yimechot, only the husband is his Zav. So Mele Kibayla. But if the husband is not Kizar, so it's not Kibar, but all the Kishin Machir and they say it's Yalfuse from Zav, even though by Zav is based upon the fact that it's Miure with Tzuch Ezive, and by woman who was blessed the Shech Vazera of the husband, if the husband is not Zav, so that Shech Vazera is not Miure with Tzuch Ezive, but doesn't matter, it's Yalfuse. It doesn't have to be mamish the same way. The way, because in other words, when something is lomit from a melamed, so many times certain alochas that apply to the melamed do not apply to the lomit. So the old rishini machilikam. Then there is another rishini, the raivet. He is also chilikam. And the raivet chiti is that doesn't make any difference. If leti shechazera yisisa yimechot, even if the husband is not Izab, but the Raiva Shiti is, now by Nide, there are two alochas, there is Tume, and there is Isalibayla. So the Raiva Shiti is, the Rosh is Chilik and that, and the Raiva also. The Raiva Shiti is the whole aloch of that Spiritish Vezera, is Seisa Yimechot, we learn it out from Zab. By Zab there is only Tume. By Nide, there are two aspects. Tume, Shimabatum, like Zav. And then there is Isa Levailo, the Isa Chorus. Today, Tume are not relevant because we are all Tumei Meisim anyway. But the Isura Nide applies. So the Raiva Shiti is, since we learn it out, the Rosh has the Kashe, how can the Raiva say, that it only applies to Gabi Tumen, not to Gabi Salvailo. But it's in Tumen Lechtsoi, but it's not the Kashian. The Raiva Shiti is that in view of the fact that we learn it out, all the other alochas of Nide apply equally to Tumen and to the Yisalvailo. Mashrink in this aloha, which is learned out from Zab, and by Zab there is no Yisra, there is only Tumen. So Mele by Zoveg too, it only applies to the aspect, the Tumedim. The Tumedim, that's in this man, when we are Neik Tare, so then it was Eser. But today, it's only, the only relevant thing is the Yisrael Bailo. It's not Eser even now. So this universal practice of a woman counting 4 days and 7 clean days or 5 days. You see, the Ramo is the one who mentions 5 days, but the other Rishonim don't even mention 5 days because the 5th day, that's an extra chumra, But the 4 days is mentioned by many Rishonim. The Torah mentions 4 days. So the Raivet, according to the Raivet, it's not so because the whole Aloha of Seisei applies only to Tumei. And not to the Israelite. So all the Rishonim point out, even though the Gemara was not patient thereby, because thereby is only, as the Gemara points out, that when they need it, is only a little bit of Shimon. So then we can consider whether it's Tumasri or Tumasmagi. But according to Rabbanu of Shimon, that even if it stayed in the Beisachitzin and lo yotzo lechutz, so it's still mitame, so obviously it's a Tumasriye, so mele it says Elimach. And that is the basis of the chumre of a woman counting 5 and 7. All right, now. Now a thesis. Tanya, Amar Rabbeya, the Rabbeya Chanan Domar Shirik Oyad, Yorad Rameya Lishita Sakavi Ben Mahalel, Vitimei Dam Yorei. Akavi Ben Mahal says that Dam Yorei is not Tamar. The Chachom say Dam Yorei is not Tamar. Only Dam Odein and Dam Shocher. And mit der Reise, not every Dam Odein is not Tamar, not every Dam Shocher is not Tamar. There are 5 Mares in Tamar. But we are mitamei every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge. And then again, there's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that this halacha, that we are mitamei every reddish tinge, even though it's not one of the 5 mares and every blackish tinge, is only a chumras hageni. But the Ramban shita is that it's not a chumras hageni. It's part and parcel of the takonas of Chatzere, of Nesisroel Echmir al Asma, Shafilorei is deep in Dam Kechar. So, Yesh Feis Halei and Shiva Nikim, so it not only implies that whether she sees in the Yemizive or in Meinide, so even if it sees it in the Yimezive, so Al-Bidin, she only has to come to count one day, she marries Yim, Kineged Yim, so Lakoni Yish has to count Zaynikim, but so Nisisroel Echmir Atzmon, Shafil Reis, Tipas Dam Kechadon, any reddish mare, or any blackish mare, even if it's not one of the 5 mares, so it's not, anyway, according to the Raivet, it's a chumras again. But anyway, but Dam Yorei is not mitam. Only Akavi Ben Mahalal says that Dam Yorei is mitam. So the question is, Yorad Remeya Leishitas Akavi Ben Mahalal, and here Remeya says, he speaks of the Kusim, I mean that they are barely nideis. Why? Because they have that terrible practice. But Rabbi Meir agrees with Akavi Ben Mahalal, so it appears that they were right. According to Rabbi Meir, they were right. Opinion. So he says no. The forest am yorid hoche lav yorid mamish ki hayidiliyum elodeyem imenu vechin la Akavi miltamo kusis dam yorid deyom idam yorid shultomi Ulil Pirashti Biyinyenach. Oh, so, Daf Yotes Amudbeis, the first day is this. Hayorik Akavim Mahal Mitame. So he says, Hayorik Haineke Esrik, Vilo Yorik Ikarsi, Dein Zeneitel Ad Mumis, Ustam Yorik Kinu. So he says, in the Fites in the media, he says something in Arabic which is very important. In Chazal, Yorek, not only Chazal, even in the Sheni, Yorek is an ambiguous word. Every time when Yorek is mentioned in the Gemara, in the Medrash, or even in the Sheni, we have to determine what Yorek means. Because Yori can have reference to green, and Yori can have reference to yellow. We, in our language, green we call green, yellow we call yellow. In other words, green is like the Mara of Asin, glass. And yellow is like the Mara of an egg, of a beta. So that's why I'm shaming many times to say, Yori ki beta, or Yori ki Asin. You know, it's Yori ki Asin, it's green. Yorek Beitzo is yellow. So Teisa says, it's not that Akavi Ben Mahalal, not that Akavi Ben Mahalal agreed with the Tzdukim, the Dam Yorek is Mitami. The Akavi Ben Mahalal, when he says Yorek is Mitami, means yellow is Mitami. But green is not mitame. The kusim or mitame, even green. That's what they say. And many of the shame say like they says, that's your test. You need it. But here they says something else. He says, it's fainter than yours. In other words, what the chilak havye mitame kusi damyorei deyom midamyorei, which is not as sharp as the damyorei that a kabel mal mitame. In other words, whereas according to tastes, that you test, so a kabel mal was mitame, every tinge of yellow. You know, you have dull yellow and you have bright yellow. Bright yellow is closer to red. Dull yellow is not so close to red. You know, the spectrum of colors. So in other words, so Tesa says, what is the meaning between Tesa here and Tesa Dafites? According to Tesa Dafites, Akavya ben Mahalel, and similarly, Rimeya, Wamitame, every tinge of yellow, with not only bright yellow, which is very close to red, but even faint yellow, according to Tesis here, so it goes without saying that Akadi the Mahalel was not mitame green. Green, that's it. But not only Akadi the Mahalel was not mitame green, but even faint yellow he was not mitame. He was only mitame bright yellow, the yellow that is very close to red. Very close to red. As a matter of fact, in the Lydia Britannica, on the spectrum of colors, they have pictures of all kinds of colors, and then they have pictures, you know, faint red, bright red, faint yellow, and red yellow. I suggested to some people who want to have shimush in Marek Somin, they should go over it. It's of great value, because then you'll be able to see, I mean, the range of colors, you know, from green to yellow to red. So here we have a machlekes between Tesis here that one gimel and Tesis that can test what Akavya ben Mahalel is referenced to. So according to Tesis that you test, Akavya ben Mahalel was mitame every yellow, even faint yellow. According to Tesis here, of course, it's needless to mention that Akavya ben Mahalel was not mitame green, but even faint yellow he was not mitame. He was only mitame bright yellow, which borders upon red. All right. Sifarte l'minyan zayim. Udi oma b'kis ha-tzeli nozer mitz zayim kikulei v'zavgdei l'oma hosom osod. So how can we visualize this of the day? The Mishkacha Salivi Berei of the Nashposhes. V'chikusim Seder, doch epoch v'kamo on the Rav, the Oma Yeim Shef B'Sekel Bein, Eil Limi and Shimo, v'Rav Kikusoy Amor Lishmaide, v'yish Leima, the Rav Yeim Si, less Leim Yisayim Gekulei, al V'Seif Ha Yisira, k'mo Yishimer Asyei, aber v'tchilo, k'mo Yishengrim Kusim, Meidu Le'amrino, u'ma Shekoshem v'kamo Dibu. Niforish b'seif mechiltim bezos Hashem. Now the Rosh and the Aflamet Gimel Amet Beis, he is chayrik, but he is the only one is chayrik. Now the Dibur Amaschel, the Aflamet Gimel Amet Beis, shafke likho du dochi kumei kanafshi, di chuye balme, di dai kome vachome, leit me li yufte, di la vikau, vi yu gufel yisfir liochem, אלא דמקשה ענן נאמן ספרין ולא ידע תאים משלטן לא מספרס. So even the Rosh, who is the only one of the Rishenim who says that Rabbi Yisi Shite is mamish, the way the Kusim acted, so, but he is made it, that since we don't pass like Rabbi Yisi, So he's made the Tzvon Bacham is only asking, how do you know? But not that he really was arguing that way. Umil Rabbi Yisi, Yisleihoch, Vifirikis Atzelim, Koma, Zobo Tchilas Hayein, Eilu Biseifo, Vichidin Shetchilas Hayein, Eilu Biseifo, Im Kim Kolshkin, Shetchilas Hayein, Eilu Bitchiloso. Kalvachim Aminido, Shein Bitchiloso Hayein, Shetchilas Hayein, Eilu Biseifo, Seif Hayein, Eilu Bitchiloso. You see, Pesach here, Pesach Kashi, Umashi Kosham Per, Kamed Rosh Hashono, Niforish Biseif Nechilti. So let's see, what's the Kashi from Rosh Hashanah? Here, Pesach, and all the Rishay, make a distinction between Tchilas Sphere and Seif Sphere. Rabbi Yisi applies the Aloha of Nisayim Kikulei to Seif Sphere. Let's say, is of the daily on the seventh day of Zayin Nikiyim, so then she can be matched with the Kol Pesach, and even if she sees dam later in the day, so she's still Pturo of the Pesach Sheni. The Rabbanon say she can match with the Kol Pesach, because hopefully she will not, most of the time, she's not going to see again, most of the time. She stopped seeing, she already counted 6 clean days, so in all probability she will not see again. It's an unusual thing, for Isov Daily was already completed 6 days, and then the 7th day, maybe she will see. It happens, but it's an unusual thing. So Mel, everybody agrees that she can be Makar V'Kol Pesach. But suppose she will see later in the afternoon of Pesach, so then the Rabbanim say, she has to bring the Pesach Sheni. That's the halacha. If somebody was Tomei in Pesach Sheni, so it's mechuyev to bring the Pesach Sheni. But Rabbi Yisi says she doesn't have to bring the Pesach Sheni because she already bought Pesach Sheni. Only somebody who was Tomei in Pesach Sheni and didn't bring the Pesach Sheni, but she bought, she cannot eat the Kol Pesach because she is Tomei. She's male. In other words, Rabbi Yisi says, because even if she sees, so it's not Seifon Mafreya. It's only Mitama Mikarab. It's only Mitama, yes?
Doesn't that mess up the whole thing for everyone else?
What is that?
Doesn't that make a lot of the whole curve for anyone else?
Why?
Can anyone eat from this because she was Munasa?
No, she, you can be money all your friends, I mean, on Kol Pesach. If on Kol Pesach, you have to be money certain people. So, let's say, she was marketing the Kol Pesach, and then she was the money of friends, and that's Kol Pesach. She cannot partake because she's male. That will happen, she's male. But her friends, they are not male. So, they can eat at the Kol Pesach.
This Kol Pesach is familiar to somebody.
Like someone who is a Torah Legamer, not a Zohar Dele who counted Zayin Nikiyim and the 7th day she brought a Kol Pesach. A regular person, he brought the Kol Pesach, and then after it was marked the Kol Pesach, the Kol Pesach is Mikra B'chatzeis. So let's say half an hour before Shkia, he became Kintom. He cannot eat of the Kol Pesach. But all the others who are Nidne can partake of the Kol Pesach, what's wrong with them? See, the same thing. But Rabbi Yisi says that, so the Rabbanan also made it that she can be marked in the Kol Pesach. She should mark in the Kol Pesach, because hopefully she will not see. Some male shall be the kind the mitzvah of Kol Pesach. But something happened, she did see. So then the Rabbanan say she has to bring the Pesach Sheni. But there are days, he says she doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. She bought already Pesach Sheni, and the Achilles Tzochen is not Me'aki. The Achilles Tzochen is not Me'aki. As long as at the time of the Akrobah she was raw for Achilles, as of that moment she was raw, so Me'ele is not Me'aki. So she bought the Kol Pesach, she was Me'aki Me'aki, and was the Mitzvah of Akrobah's Kol Pesach. So, that's her days. So now Taste says Masha Kosha Kamatarishoner before you say. So let's see. Now the reason is why I'm going over the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah because the Tesis HaRosh is great and all the Rishayim, and he says that Rabbi Yisi really held that we applied Aloha of Nisayim Kikulei even in regard to Tchilas Tzivah because of Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, because Gemara in Rosh Hashanah implies that there is more reason to apply the concept of Nisayim Kikulei Ligabi Tchilas Tzivah than Ligabi Sof Tzivah. So Monefshach, if Rabbi Yisi applies the Aloha of Nisayim Kikulei Linyan Sof Tzivah, or Haskamo Zechamo, he should apply it Linyan Tchilas Tzivah. Let's see the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Gemara the price in Rosh Hashanah of Testament Beis, four lines from the end of the night. You know, they're all there. So what is the first 3 years is all. Then the fourth year, that's already in Etrevai. Ton Rabov, Echod Amiteya, Echod Amavrich, Echod Amarki, Erev Shvi, Shleishim, Yemus, Mirash Shono, also Lishon. So in other words, if you are Niteya, Peiris, 30 days before Shono, so let's say, Mitov Shin and Zai, 30 days before, at the end, before Kashkir Shalom, of Tov Shin and Zai. So then that's already 1 year. And then Tov Shin and Ches is the second year. And Tov Shin and Tes is the third year. So, then the Gemara says, limit later and there. In other words, in order that it should be considered, Tov Shin and Zayin should be considered as 1 year, so there has to be 30 days in Tov Shin and Zayin. Let's say, if you're Beniteya, let's say, Tesvov El of Tov Shin and Zayin, so by Rosh Hashanah, you will not have completed the year, the first year of the Shnei Zayin. It has to be 30 days. So, limit the Yirameya. Omar Yenechod Bishono Choshev Shono. Itanye Par Homo Bateo Stam the Nesrim Abor Chedish. The Yenechod. Diver Reb Meir. Reb Lezer Ein Meir. Par Beno Par Afel Kosov. No. Par Ben Boko. So if the Torah says Par Ben Boko, it means Gomul Shono. Gimul Shono. 3 years. But it doesn't have to be Mamish 3 years. Because Yenechod Bishono is Bishono. So Mele If he's 24 chedoshim and 1 day old, he's already considered as a par ben gimul shanah. How is he considered par ben gimul shanah? It's only 2 years and 1 day. The answer is yim echad b'shanah is considered b'shanah. So here the b'raise mentions shleishim yim b'shanah. So it's like a meyer. So the Gemara says, "Afilu teimer Reb Meir, chi kama Reb Meir yeinachod bishono choshev shono b'seif shono, avo b'tchila shono liyom." Over there, in other words, if ipa is 24 months and 1 day old. So the 1 day, that's already b'seif hasfira. So in other words, it's considered like ben sholishon. Because that's the yeim echad that is considered as a whole year, that's at the end of the 3 years. But here we are talking about the beginning of the Shnei Zohar. So b'tchilas hasfira, Reb Meir does not say that Yim Echad Bashono is Choshesh. That's the money. Kikom Arab Meir, Afilu Tim Reb Meir. Kikom Arab Meir Yim Echad Bashono Choshesh Shono, B'Seif Shono. Abo B'Tchila Shono, Loyom. Loy, Abo Shkina Shomo, Loy. Omar Hovev Lafka Vachemel, Umani, how can you say that Reb Meir applies the concept of Yim Echad Bashono, Choshesh Shono, only to save Shana, but Tchila Shana not. It's a Kalachim. Uma Nida, Shem Tchila Sayyid. Now, Nidos, what's the law? If a woman in the Yeminide, if she sees Dam, let's say, on some, if she sees Dam in the sun, then Sunday is the first, she's 3 or 7 days, whether she sees or she doesn't see, it doesn't make any difference, I mean. In other words, even if she sees every day, she sees it, if she stops before the end of the 7th day seeing, she develops with her Shabbat. So, by Nidah Alochel Mani, the Sheikh Kulas Hayein, Eilu Biseifo, so if a woman saw Dam in the main Nidah, let's say, on Sunday. So then she counts Sunday the 3rd day, and then the following Shabbos is the 7th day. And when can she go to the leg? Mitzoy Shabbos. But Nido is in Tchilas Hayim Eilu Biseifo. But the Nido is not like his Avik Dele, who can be developed in the morning of the 7th day. By Nido, she can only be developed the night after the 7th day of the Nido. So we do not say that the Tchilas Hayim of the 7th day should be considered like 1 day. So Mele, she should be able to go Tfile Shabbos afternoon. We do not say that. She can only go Tfile Mitzoy Shabbos. So by Nidah Daloch is Shem Tchilas Hayein Eilu Lo Biseifo. In other words, that the first half of the Shabbos day of the 7th day should be considered as the 7th day. No. So Tchilas Hayein is not Eilu Lo Biseifo. Still, Seif Hayein Eilu Lo Biseifo. It doesn't make any difference when a Nisha sees Dam. Whether she sees Dam, let's say, she sees Dam Mitzoy Shabbos, the beginning of the day, because the day begins with night, or she sees Dam 5 minutes before Shkia Sunday. The same thing, the same 7 days she has to come. If a woman will see Dam Mitzoy Shabbos, right a few minutes after Shkia, Mitzoy Shabbos, when will she be able to go to Tfileh? Then the following Mitzvah Shabbos. And another woman will see Dam 5 minutes on Sunday before Shkia, 1 minute before Shkia, she'll also be able to go Tfileh Mitzvah Shabbos the same. But once her Dam over 23 hours after the other one. So that's the Aloha Mani. Umani de Shein Tfileh Hayein Eilu Lo Biseifo. So Seif Hayein Eilu Lo Biseifo, so even if she saw Dam 5 minutes before Shkia on Sunday, so she can go to fill the following Mitzvah Shabbos, because the Seif Hayein Biseifo so is considered like 1 day, even though it was only 5 minutes. So if the Seif Hayein Biseifo so is like 1 full day, so Shono, in other words, if you par is 24 months and 1 day out, so the 1 day over and above the 24 months is considered like a whole year. So by par we say that Yim Echod is Eilu Lo Biseifo Ein Edin Sheyim Echod Eilu Bitcholos. So that's the reason as to why the Tesis Rosh says, contrary to all the shame, that Rabbi Yossi, who applies the aloha of Mitzvah Hayem Kikule in regard to Sefer Sfirah, in other words, that if a woman is of Igdele on the 7th day, late in the afternoon, she saw Dam, so in the Mele, and she was developed in the morning. So even though she's so dumb, so she becomes a soul of Bailam Kanlahabe, but it's not Seisal Mafreya, because since the beginning of the 7th day, the Seis Ferosa, so was Noki, so Mele is considered as if everything is Noki, so be Seis Ferosa, says for us, Rabbi Yisi applies the concept of Yisayim Kikurei, so Achaskama Vechamo, that he should apply, and he should say like the Kusim, that Bitchilas Veroso, he certainly should apply the concept of Yisayim Kikurei. What do other Rishayim say, Rabban Rashbor, Gitforan? They say no. Rabbi Yisi only applies Yisayim Kikurei Ligabi Self Sphere, not Ligabi Tchilas Sphere, but he has. Gemara says the hefech that man nido shein tchilas hayein eilu lo b'seifo b'eilu b'seifo seif hayein eilu b'tchiloso shono shein echod eilu lo b'seifo that we say kikulei ligabei b'seifo so eini din shein echod eilu b'tchiloso so that means tchilas hasfire so he is more likely to be subject to the Allah of Mixas Ayim Kikulei than Seif Asfira. So if Rabbi Yisi applies Mixas Ayim Kikulei to Seif Asfira, Allah has come with a Chamo to Tchilas Asfira. That's the reason as to why the Rosh is Chilik and Old Rishon. Now let's see again the Loshon of the Rosh. Dibar Masa. Shafka Likro, the who doche come make my nafshi, the chuye baume would die, come back home. Late with yufte, the lafika who view gifly sovelohe, elo de maxia nanam misperine, will you dea tiny shalatan, a woman in safe for him she possibly, who come and amateur basram rina fil rav, a otto rav, kikusoy amul schmeise damre, yem she besekes bis fraslem in zayen, um mil rabies isle, the comma, zova trills ayem illo be safer, vichim she trills ayem. Eil lo b'seifo, im kim kolshkin se seif ayeim eil lo b'tchiloso. Kal v'chim amnide, she im tchilas ayeim eil lo b'seifo, seif ayeim eil lo b'tchiloso. Kolshkin zo v'kim she tchilas ayeim eil lo b'seifo, she seif ayeim eil lo b'tchiloso. That's just wrong, right? How the other Rishayim say the reverse? But all the Rishayim mentioned the Gemara in the Rishayim mention Rabbi Yisi's din, and they say that Rabbi Yisi only applies Mishayim Kulei to Sof Asire, and not to Tchilas Asire, and they mention Gemara Nideh, and still they don't say like the Rosh. So the question is, it's long, right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that there is more reason to apply the concept of Mishayim Kulei Ligabi Tchilas Asire than Ligabi Seif Asfira. And if Rabbi Yisi applies the concept of Yayin Kikula Ligabi Seif Asfira, so he certainly should apply Ligabi Tchilas Asfira and say like the Kusim. So the Ramban says something very remarkable on our Gemara. The Ramban says, too, that these are Dini Deh, so there is more the reason to apply the concept of Mitzvah Ayin Kikulei, Litchilasfira, as the Torah does, Litchilasfira, we say Mitzvah Ayin Kikulei. If a woman sits down, you may need it 5 minutes before Shki on Sunday, so then the next Mitzvah Shabbat, she is developed Mitzvah Sabayla. How did she count 7 days? She only counted 6 days and 5 minutes. The answer is that 5 minutes, there's the five minutes of the first day. So we say Misayim Yikulei. But she cannot be Tivelis on the seventh day in the morning and be Mutar Tavar. Because in Seif Sphere, we do not say Misayim Yikulei. Why? So he says Banide is different. Because the Halacha is, what's the Pshat Misayim? Pshat Mitzayim Kikulei is that if a Mitzvah Sayim is Noki, it's considered as if the whole day is Noki. Even according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yisi, but according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yisi, there is a halacha that he says al Mafreya. That's the reason, because there is a halacha of Stira Mafreya. But if not for the halacha that there is a of Stira Mafreya, so the Rabbon of Rabbi Yisi would agree with Rabbi Yisi, because since the beginning of the 7 day is clean, so it's considered as if the whole day is clean. And on the other hand, if he makes us, Yain is not Noki, so it's considered as if the whole day is not Noki. So Mele, in regard to Zove, where there is Aloch, the Torah is Makbid on clean days. The Gabi needed the Torah is not Makbid on clean days. It doesn't make any difference. She can see successively every day of the 7 day. Then, 1 minute before Shkia of the 7 day, she stops seeing. She's there. There is no paid on clean days. The Gabi Zove, there is a paid on clean days. Some male Rabbi Yisi says, we say Mitzvah Kikurin. It's not only Rabbi Yisi says. The Rabbanon also say Mitzvah Kikurin. Except that the Rabbanon holds there is a Aloha of Seisal Mafreya. And Rabbi Yisi holds there is no Aloha of Seisal Mafreya. So Rabbi Yisi says, if on the 7 day, Izobek Deilele, Izara Pesach, she brings the compass. It doesn't make any difference whether she sees or she doesn't see. Even if she sees later on, so she's tor of the Pesach Shein because she already fulfilled the mitzvah of Pesach Rish. But the question is, was she Teiro when she bought the korban? Yes, she was Teiro. But in order to be Teiro, she has to count 7 clean days. So we say mitzvah Yom Kippur. The beginning of the 7th day, so was clean, so that is considered as if the whole day had been clean. Some Mele, she was mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Mashenke, if we were to say, we couldn't say, like the Kusi, that if, let's say, she saw down on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then she stopped seeing down on Tuesday in the morning, so he couldn't say the balance of the Tuesday day should be considered as inoki, because the same lomdus that we say if part of the day is clean, so it's considered as if the whole day is clean. So we say it in the reverse too. If part of the day is unclean, so the whole day is unclean. So Mele, if she saw down on Sunday and she saw down on Monday, and she saw down on Tuesday morning, then she stopped seeing. So we say, apply the same lomdus. The same lomdus. Just as in the case where she didn't see down the 6 days, and then on 7 day in the morning she didn't see down. So Mele is a mixayim kikule. The mixah so far, the mixayim is clean, so it's considered that the whole day is clean. Then she sees, so it's not Seisal Mafreya, because it's considered since Mixas is clean, so the whole day is clean. Some Mele, she has counted Zayniki, and it doesn't matter that she sees, because he holds it's not Seisal Mafreya. Masheinke, he couldn't say like the cruising, that if she saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and early in the morning Tuesday, and then she stopped seeing, so we should say that the balance of the day is a clean day. No, since already the mixer sayim is unclean. So the whole day is unclean. The Tuesday day is out, it's unclean. The same wonders that we say in the 7th day of Pesach, that if she didn't see in the beginning of the day and she didn't see any down in the first 6 days, So she can bring the Korban Pesach, she can be developed, and she can bring the Korban Pesach. Why Mitzayim Kikulei? Because the beginning of that day was clean, so the whole day is clean. But so the same way, by applying the same lomdus, so we have to reject the Taras HaKusim. And if she saw down on Tuesday, so then she stopped seeing, we cannot say the balance of the day is Noki, because in the same way as we say that if at the beginning of the day is clean, the whole day is a clean day. So if the beginning of the day was unclean, the whole day is unclean.
How about Nida?
But by Nida there is no paid unclean days. So Mele, there the Gemara says, the other way around.
Why is the Svar the other way around?
What?
But why is the Svar the other way around? If we're not, even, I mean...
Why is it more...
That he doesn't explain it or not?
Yeah, well, I mean, he doesn't mention that. He says, because by Nide, let's say, it's the Lashon HaGemara is. Uma Nide Shein Tchilas Hayei, Eilo B'Seifo. By Nide, there is no Kpeide Anoki, some Mele, and still we say, and the Mele in Shein Tchilas Hayei, Eilo B'Seifo. So, still, even though there is no Kpeide of Noki, and still, so there would be more of a reason to say, since there is no Kpeide Anoki, so, no pidanoki, some male the seventh day should be considered the beginning of the seventh day should be considered as a full day, and then she should be able to be tibeles. Because there is no Kteida Anoki, so it doesn't make any difference whether she'll see or she'll not see, because there's no Kteida Anoki. So why shouldn't she be able to be Tivalis? And we see that by Zove, where there is a Kteida Anoki, she can be Tivalis, but then it's subject to the contingency whether she sees or she doesn't see. So neither where there is no Kteida Anoki, so we could argue, why shouldn't she be able to be Tivelis on the seventh day, after all? Why shouldn't she be able to steal the Torah's Makpid? No! So, apparently, there is a special payday on Sefer that we don't say Mixas Hayim Kikule. So, still, Sefer Hayim is Eilo B'Tchilosa. Eilo B'Tchilosa. Why? Because why is Sefer Hayim Eilo B'Tchilosa? Because there is no Kpeide Anoki, so the last 5 minutes is considered as a whole day. True. So, it doesn't make any difference, clean or not clean. So Mixas Hayim Kikulei. So Shono Sheyim Echad Eilo B'Seifo Eini Din Sheyim Echad Eilo B'Tchilosa. You look it up in the Ramban. I mean,